From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UK plans for post-invasion Iraq wholly inadequate, according to a report. AFP reports today that Britain's plans for managing the occupation of Iraq following the 2003 invasion were wholly inadequate. That according to retired civil servant John Chilcott on Wednesday as he presented his Iraq War Inquiry report in the UK.
It is now clear that policy on Iraq was made on the basis of flawed intelligence and assessments. They were not challenged, and they should have been.
Mr. Chilcott completed his highly anticipated report just a short while ago. He said despite explicit warnings, the consequences of the invasion were underestimated. Iraq's interior minister, who was responsible for security, has resigned following a suicide attack truck bombing that killed more than 200 people in Baghdad on Sunday. Rescuers are still going through the blast site in the Karadagh district, looking for people who were missing in one of the deadliest attacks to hit the capital since the U.S. invasion in 2003. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for the bombing, saying that they were targeting Shiite Muslims. U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook on Tuesday was asked if, in light of the truck bombing in Baghdad, whether it is wise for Iraqi security forces to try to liberate the IS-held city of Mosul when the capital is in need of greater security.
Preventing those kinds of attacks from happening, the best way to do that is to take ISIL on in Iraq and to remove ISIL from the country to the extent possible. And that's what the coalition effort working alongside the Iraqis is trying to do.
This is VOA News. Democratic Republic of Congo opposition presidential contender Moise Katumbi vowed Tuesday to return to his country despite an arrest warrant.
I'm going back to Congo. I've got a fight, a peaceful fight for our country to have the first peaceful transition. I'm going back. I'm not scared about anything. I didn't do anything wrong.
The multimillion businessman who said he was seeking medical treatment in Europe is accused of plotting against the state. He said he plans to lead a nonviolent protest aimed at incumbent President Joseph Kabila, who has not yet indicated whether he will stand for re-election later this year despite a constitutional limit of two terms. In the port city of Aden, at least 10 soldiers were killed Wednesday and dozens wounded when two suicide bombers blew up their cars at a military base in Yemen. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Saudi King Salman marked Eid al-Fitr, the end of the holy month of Ramadan, by warning his country will strike against those who prey on young people vulnerable to extremism. His comments came after Monday's suicide bombings that killed four security guards and one occurred close to the Prophet's Mosque in Medina. The UN human rights chief Tuesday described that bombing as an attack on Islam itself, although there's been no claim of responsibility for the Saudi blast. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said other recent attacks in Turkey, Bangladesh, and Iraq underscore the Islamic State's disdain for life, whether it be Muslim or non-Muslim.
We cannot say whether these attacks were coordinated or whether they were conducted by independent opportunists. As you know, investigations are still ongoing, and I'm not going to get ahead of those processes. But what we do know is that the goal of these attacks was to attract attention and to spread terror and to spread fear. They occurred during and at the end of Ramadan, the holiest time of the year for Muslims. So what's obviously evident is that Daesh certainly has no respect for Muslim life, life in general, or any respect for Islam itself.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held an impromptu meeting on Tuesday with Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir to discuss the fight against Islamic State. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said Tuesday it is recommending that no criminal charges be brought against Democratic Party presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. But FBI Director James Comey criticized her and her aides for what he said was their extremely careless handling of classified material they sent to each other via a private email service she established at her home in New York. Heavy rains in South and Central China have caused widespread flooding, killing nearly 130 people, wiping out crops and forcing tens of thousands from their homes. State media estimate economic losses of nearly $6 billion, with nearly 2 trillion hectares of crops destroyed. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.